The Dominion Network presents a special broadcast from Vancouver, Canada's Diamond Jubilee City, with songs by Pat Morgan and Juliet, the music of Wally Peters and the orchestra, and starring Vancouver's own Hollywood radio personality, Alan Young. The orchestra opens the program with Hallelujah.
Vancouver, over 300,000 Canadians are celebrating the birthday of a city. Two-thirds of that number started the festivities Monday morning with their cheers as Vancouver's longest and greatest parade passed through the downtown streets. Every evening, from 8 to 12,000 people have watched the Mammoth Jubilee Show in the Timber Bowl in Stanley Park, starring John Charles Thomas and Eddie Cantor, with a cast of 5,000 Vancouver citizens. Every day, in every part of the city, there are Jubilee celebrations. For our city is having a birthday party.
You've heard Pat Morgan on many a radio show from Vancouver, and some of his fans in the East will be seeing him in person this summer as he visits Winnipeg, Toronto, and Montreal. Pat's with us for his farewell appearance of this season, singing a current hit from Centennial Summer, All Through the Day.
I dream about the night. I dream about the night here with you. All through the day, I wish away the time. soon your lips recall the dream I dreamed of you all through the day.
Vancouver, the story of a city. We're broadcasting to you tonight from Canada's third city. 60 years ago, a new city was born here, a city that was completely destroyed by fire within a few weeks of its founding. Since that time, Vancouver has marched ahead with Canada, taking its place among the great communities of the nation.
That's fine talk, friend. It's true, and it's the sort of thing the Chamber of Commerce would be proud of, but it doesn't tell you much about Vancouver. Let's take our hair down.
Just how do we do that?
Well, talk about the people. Vancouver isn't the only city that's had a fire, you know. Toronto had one, so did Chicago. And San Francisco. They did even better, as a matter of fact. They rebuilt their city after a fire and an earthquake.
But Vancouver did it pretty fast, you know.
Well, sure, and more power to us. Did I say us? That's not right. We didn't do it. The pioneers did it, and they're not around anymore. The question that brings up is just this. Have we got the same spirit those pioneers had? We had an earthquake a couple of weeks ago, not a very bad one, of course. But if it had been bad, would we have rebuilt our city like they did? Or would we run to the Wailing Wall? That's what we should find out on our Diamond Jubilee.
I think you may have something there, friend.
Well, okay, I've got something. Answer my questions, then.
We'll try. As long as you'll remember that it's a hard job to judge the present compared to looking at the past. But Vancouver's a vigorous city today in much the same way as it was back in 86. In a lot of ways.
Today, Vancouver is building a city within a city. The construction of new homes now underway would make a city 10 times larger than the community that burned to the ground on 13th of June, 1886.
Vancouver businessmen aren't letting grass grow under their feet just because the wartime boom is over. Back in 98, Vancouver merchants banded together to get their share of the Klondike gold rush business. Today, shipyards, machine shops, and aircraft factories are converting to peacetime operation. There are jobs for veterans. Not as many yet as there should be, but new ones are opening up fast. There's pioneering, too, like the case of the individual veterans who created new jobs, opened new businesses to serve a growing city.
Well, that's good. That's very good. But how about the people? You can always dig out a few good examples. But is everybody in there pitching?
I think they are. Vancouver hasn't been a very demonstrative city. We've got a reputation in recent years for being reserved. But there's evidence that the pioneer spirit is here again now.
The Jubilee is partly responsible for that. Out here in the West, we worked hard during the war, just as you did. We were tired when it was over, but we're snapping out of it. Every day in Vancouver, you find signs of new enthusiasm, a new determination to get on with the job of progress.
And we could tell you more.
Yes, you probably could. I see you're familiar with the subject, but let's not do too much talking. This radio show is supposed to reflect the spirit of Vancouver's Jubilee, music and comedy and singing. So I'll take your word for it about Vancouver being ready for the future. I think we should tell our friends on the prairies and in the east that we'd like to see them one of these days when the housing shortage and the hotel room shortage is over. We should tell them, too, that business is moving to B.C. and that Vancouver is the gateway to the Orient and one of the really fine ports of the world. You know, I'm starting to sound like the Chamber of Commerce myself. But you get the idea. We think we've got a great city out here, a good place to live, by the sea and the mountains with a pleasant climate. Of course, it rains sometimes, but that doesn't worry us too much. You see, it never snows. And what's most important, we're part of Canada. We've been Canadians first, British Columbians second, and Vancouverites third. That's a sound policy, we think. It's worked well for 60 years. God willing, it'll work for 60 more.
We'll be right back. Vancouver's a star-studded city these days. John Charles Thomas and Eddie Cantor are heading up the cast of our Jubilee show. Nigel Bruce, Basil Rathbone, Robert Cummings, and others are here to help along with the celebration. But perhaps the most important Hollywood personality in town, as far as we in radio are concerned, is a young man who left our studios only a few years ago to make his way up to the top of the entertainment ladder of success.
Here he is, the young man who is young today and young forever, Vancouver's Alan Young.
Thanks, Doran. Good evening, friends. And it's such a change to get to Vancouver. You see, in California, it rains all the time.
Alan, you'll find it never rains in Vancouver.
It doesn't?
No, that's just a rumor.
Oh. Well, for 2 days, I've been squeezing rumor out of my socks.
Speaking of socks, you certainly dress a lot differently now, like that New York suit you've got on.
Yeah, $16.50. Guy's got to have one good one.
Remember the way you used to dress?
Yeah, that Big Mac and all.
Yeah, it was so large, you had to bend over to put your hands in your pocket.
Yeah, that shirt I had on was so ragged I had to carry the buttons on my hand.
And will you ever forget your pants?
I hope not. Of course, I have new clothes now, Doran. Just yesterday, I was at English Bay trying on my new bathing suit.
Yes, I saw it.
You saw my new bathing suit? Good. You like that one?
Sure, it's every bit as good as the ones they're wearing these days.
Yeah. Oh! You must come out to my car and smell the exhaust pipe for a while. So, that suit fits perfectly.
Yes, but who? Now, really, it doesn't look too badly, but while you were walking around, what was that big bulge in the back of your bathing suit?
Oh, well, I couldn't get a locker, and I didn't want to leave my clothes lying around the beach. But nobody looks at the suit while I have this marvelous physique. Just look at that slim waist tapering up to narrow shoulders. That tawny skin with the rippling bones underneath. Massive muscular neck. 16 and a half. Including the shoulders.
Well, Alan, with a build like that, you must be a killer with a lady.
No, Doran, I've never been much for that kind of thing. You see, I had a very strict father.
You mean he wouldn't let you go out with the opposite sex?
Worse, he wouldn't tell me which was the opposite sex. But I was out with a girl just last year. Took her riding through the tunnel of love with me. Boy, is that exciting.
I'll bet it was.
Yeah. My boat beat hers by 2 minutes. Gee, and I'll never forget that girl. Claudette. Claudette Flapsaddle. She used to look at me every night and she'd say,
"Hello, Alan." Alan?
Yeah?
It's pretty dark in here. There's a full moon and we're all alone.
Yeah.
Well?
Playing much baseball lately?
Alan, when you look at me, don't you feel close to me?
Yeah. You look just like my uncle.
You mean I look just like your aunt?
Take my word for it, you're better off looking like my uncle.
Alan, don't you understand how I feel? Whenever you're doing a show, I'm sitting in the audience, but my heart is on the stage.
Must be quite a strain on your arteries.
Alan, we've been going together 3 years, and, well, I've never married a man before.
Me either.
I mean, don't you see, I'd like like to go to Niagara Falls.
I'd like to go there, too.
But I don't want to go to Niagara Falls just to see the falls.
Me neither. I want to see how they make that shredded wheat.
Come closer to me.
No.
Come a little closer, Alan.
No.
Alan.
Uh-uh.
Then let me put my arms around you. Like this. Let me draw you closer. Like this. Now, Alan, I'm close to you. Locked in your arms. I love you, Alan. And all I ask is a little kindness and affection. Look at me, Alan. Look into my eyes. Now, kiss me, Alan. I want you to hold me and hug me and kiss me and kiss me.
Ah, stop your nagging!
See, Doran, I was never very good with girls.
Well, though, I guess you spent most of your time around the studios at CJOR, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I was an announcer for a little while.
I know. And no. Sometime would you show us how you used to announce in the good old days?
Well, why not do it right now, boy? Let's not stand here bandying legs. Here is Alan Young, the CJOR announcer. Trumpet fanfare, please. Who does your arrangements, Flash Gordon? Ladies, ladies over 400 pounds. Are you fat? When you pass a weighing machine that's outside a drugstore, does it jump inside? Eat crispy crunchies. Are you tired of having your cereal snap, pop, and crackle at you in the morning? Just pour cream over crispy crunchies. They don't snap, they don't pop, they don't crackle. They just lie there, wet and soggy. Crispy Crunchies melt in your mouth and harden in your stomach. And with each package of Crispy Crunchies, we are giving away an introductory bar offer. Pick it up, Young. Okay. An introductory bar. Try it again, Young. Should have bought that glass of water out. I'm thirsty, but it's got my teeth in it. A bar of Lumpo soap. Lumpo soap doesn't lather, doesn't break in half, doesn't float. It's just company in the tub. Remember, tell your kiddies to use Lumpo soap, and they'll grow up to be great big. And now, before we say goodnight, we switch you to our London studios for a special announcement. Take it, London!
This is Rocket Cool, and it's personal with a special message to all our colonies, Canada, Australia, South Africa, India, New Zealand, China. Now, we don't own China, do we? After deep consideration, Parliament has unanimously decided to adopt the policy which is sweeping the country at the present time. And here's the policy. Do not put bananas into the refrigerator. Good night.
Thank you, Alan Young. We'll be hearing from you again in a few minutes. You know, when Alan Young's Toronto show was wowing Canadians 3 years ago, another Vancouverite was sharing the spotlight on that broadcast. She's back in Vancouver now, still singing the kind of songs that make her one of Canada's top entertainers. And here she is, Juliet, with the Cole Porter favorite, I Get a Kick Out of You.
I'm I get no kick from champagne. Dear, alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before. I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously go to the door. Some get a kick in a plane, flying too high with some guy in the sky. It's my idea of nothing to do. I get a kick out of you.
On behalf of the Vancouver Diamond Jubilee Committee, I have been asked to take this opportunity to thank Canadians from Atlantic to Pacific for the messages of congratulation that they have sent us during these past few days. We, in turn, would like to send our best wishes to the city of Hamilton, celebrating its 100th anniversary. And we'd like to say thank you to the Dominion Network for their cooperation in this broadcast. Our personal thanks here at radio station CJOR go to Alan Young. We're glad to have you back again with us, Alan, if only for a week or so.
Thanks, Ross Mortimer. I really enjoyed being back home. I didn't come here for the Jubilee. Actually, I came for a holiday. But I found that this celebration is one thing you can't get away from. It just picks you up and carries you along with it. You're really having yourselves a time. Vancouver is still home to me, and no matter how far away I go, I still remember the good times we used to have here. Take it from me, this is a great city. I'd like to say a personal hello to everybody I knew here 6 or 7 years ago, but there just isn't time. So I'll use this microphone instead to say hello to all my friends and thank you for your wonderful letters to me during the past 2 years and your very gracious reception to me since I've been back in town this week. And now I have a little surprise for you and everybody at CJOR. I've got a little introduction to make of my own. I wouldn't give him a build-up because that would be a little too close for me. But I'd like to introduce a man who's become a friend of mine, and I'm very honored to have him as a friend. A man who spent most of his life introducing others and doing things for others. One of the greatest men in show business I think that America has ever known, and one of the finest characters, Mr. Eddie Cantor. Mr. Cantor.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan Young. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I am very happy to have been invited here by your Diamond Jubilee Committee to participate in these festivities here this week. And I'm particularly elated that I came here to see this grand reception given to my good friend, Alan Young. They say that a prophet is without honor in his own country. The reception here this week belies that statement. And, Alan Young, I want to say to you that you've more than made good in the States. You've made good because you had something to give. And I am a great believer in the Bible. I really am. When they say, cast your bread upon the waters, Alan Young has given so much happiness to you people that in turn you have brought him great joy this week. Alan Young is not only a great comedian, he's just a nice guy. And the people with whom he works are just as crazy about him as the people who listen to him on the air. I was very fortunate week before last in seeing Alan Young's new picture called Margie. And as I said last Sunday afternoon here at the Strand Theater, after having seen the picture, that Alan Young is destined to become one of the great comedians of the screen. So, Alan, as representative of the comedians on the radio here in America, I wish that you grow from strength to strength and that you'll always be happy, because you deserve all the great happiness that's coming to you. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Alan Young and Eddie Cantor. The Dominion Network has brought you a special broadcast on the occasion of Vancouver's Diamond Jubilee, originated by radio station ZJOR from the mural room of Vancouver's Veterans Memorial Hall, and starring Alan Young and Eddie Cantor, with Wally Peterson, the orchestra, Juliet, Pat Morgan, Susan Fletcher, and your speaking voices, Dorwin Baird, Larry McCants, and yours truly, Ross Mortimer. The program was produced by Dick Niesbecker. This is the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.